This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show. Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio. It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Happy Friday, Atlanta. What's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Go check out our Hey Man Ale if you've not done so. I know Mike went and got a couple of growlers earlier in the week. Guys are hitting you up on the Twitter asking you where could they go get it. And then a guy showed us getting some yesterday, as a matter of fact. So, guys, it's at the Kroger right there, Peachtree Industrial. We were talking about it, a variety of places around town. And hopefully you get a chance this weekend to test it or check it out if you've not already done so. Listen, we do have a short show, as you heard the guys from the middays talk about. But we do have a lot to get to. And we'll certainly get into some football conversation as the Falcons' second preseason game. And, Mike, the expectations, they got to be a little bit better than, you know, going into the first game. If we played well in the first game, I might not be as, I don't know, I don't want to say attentive, but I might not be as critical maybe in watching tonight's game and seeing who plays well. But I think, you know, they got a near full, and Coach Quinn certainly wants a better effort tonight. And Steve Sarkisian said, listen, we picked the wrong night to not have our best on offense because the Falcons didn't even score a touchdown in the last one. We'll see what happens tonight.
Well, according to the Kansas City paper, we are going to see Andy Reid's guys out there for a little bit longer, perhaps, in the Falcons starters. So Patrick Mahomes, a guy you might remember from John Gruden's quarterback camp coming out of Texas Tech. He's a gunslinger,
yes,
so you'll
is.
Get to see him tonight. And they've had some issues. They've had some, as you'd expect with a quarterback in his second year, getting the keys to the car. So we'll see where that goes. But, you know, Tyreek Hill, and they got a great running backs, and Travis Kelce. A lot of pieces, so it'll be a good test for whoever's on the field, whether it's a starter or a backup defensively.
The thing that we've talked a lot about, and I don't know what to make of this, because, you know, Dan Quinn came out and basically said that Switzer was playing well. Now, for those who don't know, I mean, our right guard position and our fullback, those are two positions that somebody's got to win. And at right guard, it's Switzer and obviously Brandon Fusco, who we brought in. And Mike and I had a chance to catch up with him at camp. Seems like a really good guy, excited to be here. But Dan Quinn basically saying that you know, somebody's got to win the job. Here's the thing, Mike. Switzer started the last game. Does Fusco start tonight?
Well, that's what I'd expect. I mean, it's kind of how we did it last year with Garland and Switzer. But remember, if you guys heard our conversation with DJ Shockley earlier in the week, you know, coaching staff feels that maybe Switzer, and then Switzer put a lot of work in with all the linemen this year in the offseason. We talked so much about Hooper and the receivers, the work that they were doing. Well, Switzer and a guy we haven't even mentioned, Sean Harlow out of Oregon State, apparently put some extra work in the offseason, which I think you'd expect because they're trying to stay on the roster. But, yeah, we just assume Fusco with that contract is going to be the man. Maybe that's not how it's going to crumble.
Well, that's something to watch for tonight. And, again, I don't know if it means anything. Maybe they're just rotating them from game to game. And both guys getting maybe an equal number of snaps. But that is the situation last game when Switzer starting. And then at fullback, you got two guys who are vying to be our fullback. Now, many of you guys told us last year you thought the demise or the departure, should I say, of Patrick DeMarco was a big deal. And it ended up being a big deal.
Right.
So Ricky Ortiz, who was pretty good last week against the Jets, and Luke McNitt, the two guys that are trying to win that fullback spot. Outside of that, it's going to be normal. I mean, you'll see the guys, you'll recognize the guys, But those are the two positions, Mike, at least on the offensive side, that we're watching and saying, all right, who's playing a little bit better than the other guy?
Right. And, of course, guys, you know, you want to see Calvin Ridley because, you know, we all kind of got cheated. And I know Dan Quinn toyed with the idea for a second of putting the first team back out there after that just atrocious, let's go backwards, first drive against the Jets. But, again, it's week one. So I know there was a lot of, you know, gnashing of teeth and pulling out of hair, but you got to have some perspective because the Patriots weren't exactly beating the world in their first game. And, by the way, we'll talk more about it in the headlines coming up. But I feel really bad for a guy that we had a chance to talk to twice this year as he made his jump to the pros, Isaiah Wynn, blowing out with the Achilles, and now done for the year, according to Adam Schefter up there in New England. What a buzzkill.
And if you didn't see it, I don't know if you guys watched or how much, you know, you paid attention to preseason ball last night, but, Mike, it seemed like a normal play. He's blocking his guy, you know, he's retreating, and then all of a sudden as he comes out of the contact with the individual, the player that he's locked up with, just seems like he tripped over himself. It didn't seem like one of those injuries where you go, ooh.
Right.
Just, you know, and then he kind of, you see him kind of walking off, and all of a sudden you realize that he's going to be done for the year. So, yeah, high expectations for him, along with Sony Michel, who you've been saying, listen, we hadn't seen Sony Michel.
Yeah, and there is some, no one, because it's New England, is talking about what exactly he got done. Did he just simply have his knee scoped, just in other words, cleaned up, which you can bounce back from relatively quickly? Or is there more to it than that? But Sony Michel, the report out of Boston Herald yesterday, was that you might not see him. Week one might be a question mark for Sony Michel. So, I mean, first off, we love Sony. Everybody who's a dog fan does. And then for purely selfish reasons, where do you pick him in your fantasy league? But there's also some other extenuating circumstances because with New England, you just never know which running back's going to get the totes, and Rex Burkhead is there.
Yeah, tonight, though, a slew of games on tap in the NFL. Of course, Falcons and Chiefs tonight at Mercedes-Benz. 7 o'clock kickoff, by the way. 5 o'clock pregame, guys. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up at 2:40, we'll get a chance to talk to our man Steve Coonan. Doing a little bit of rearranging today because normally Steve joins us later on the 4 o'clock hour, so we had to move him up today because of a shortened show. But we'll talk to him not only about what's going on with the Hawks, but the Hardwood Classic jerseys, also the new G League affiliate, all the stuff that's going on with the Hawks, right, and including the opening of what we're considering new Phillips Arena, guys. It's going to be fabulous.
So, again, that's Coonan. We're calling an audible. Coonan moves up 2 hours to 2:40.
That's right.
We got our producer today, Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago. And, he's like, oh.
The Sausage King?
Yeah. Call me sir. And we've got to get him used to the Dukes and Bell vibe. Because he's coming. I don't know what these weekend guys do. I don't know how they make their living, Carl.
I don't either.
But, you know, we have a show. It's on rails. All right, this is the Walt Disney World monorail. I mean, it's just, boom, Polynesian Village, Tomorrow World. I mean, we're going right down the track. It's got a schedule, and we're easy. And he's coming up to me like the Energizer Bunny. I got this. I got that. We're going to a three-hour show. We're used to filling 5 hours, Jack. We're economy size here. So slow your roll, Froman.
The Sausage King.
It is Dukes and Bell. Hit us up, 404-741-0929.
And this is like stealing money for us, to be quite honest with you.
That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Keep your mouth shut. Also,
Friday.
You can follow us on social media, and we invite you to do so. Like the radio station, man, on Facebook at 929 The Game.
But you're telling me we should not draw attention to the fact that we're working just 3 hours
today?
Would
you shut your mouth,
Mr. Three-hour weekend!
Be quiet!
Ho!
Great time?
Yeah, yeah!
You can also follow us on the Twitter. He's Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and follow this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Now, one thing that won't change is your chance to win $1,000. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But Mike, last night, Acuña back in the lineup for the Braves. Everybody's excited. By the way, big kudos to Braves fans, rightfully so, giving him a standing ovation once he got announced last night. But Acuña's home run streak over. But that's not what got my goat. Dansby, I got your back. But you got to make those plays, man.
Yeah.
You got to make those plays.
Dansby giveth and Dansby taketh away last night. He doubles in Suzuki, and then he scores later on when Teron gets a hit of all things in the fifth inning. So Dansby contributes to that 3-2 lead. And then you know the bullpen is taxed. And we were talking about this with Abe Froman, our producer, earlier. You got a bunch of guys that have got obviously either injuries. I mean, half the bullpen is in Gwinnett right now over the last few months that has been playing and been used. Then you've got guys, you know, in the case of Minter, he's been used 3 days out of the last four. So you're not going to dial him up, or at least Snicker was not ready or prepared to. Vizcaino eventually is going to come back. But anyway, the point I'm getting to last night is you're trying to help out Brack. And Dansby with the error, you basically just starting the Royals rally. You put the tying run on first base, and it was all downhill from there. So, I mean, it's one thing. If you're going to bat 245, you better be a Gold Glove shortstop.
Got to do it, man. That one hurt, and he owned it. He said, listen, I made the right play. I just didn't make the play, and he didn't. And that came back to bite the Braves. But we'll talk about Julio Teheran. Listen, Mike, for all the talk we've had about him this season, you know, the ups and downs, he gave him a strong outing last night and even got him a hit.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's one of those things where he double duty for Julio, and they're not able to capitalize on it. So,
well, by the way, told you Rockies are pretty good.
They
too.
Are. They are. That series continues tonight. We'll talk more about it coming up in headlines. Right now, though, wait a minute. We got 3 hours, show?
3 hours!
3 hours!
That's what I'm talking about. And by the way, you know, we normally work five. And for those who don't know, aren't familiar with us, if you're loyal listeners, and we love you for being loyal listeners, we're the only show in America that's doing a five-hour sports talk show. The only other one was Francesa up in New York, and of course he left and then came back. He's only doing three. So we are the Iron Man of Atlanta radio, Carl.
Did you tell our agent that?
It's a movement. Yeah, I saw him today for breakfast, by the way.
Did you tell him?
The guy came up to me and goes, is that Ben Franklin? I go, no, that's our agent. It is kind of cool when your agent's on the $100 bill.
No, he does kind of look the part. Let's give you a chance to win some money.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
West. W-E-S-T. West is the code word.
The West
text
is the best.
To 72881. 72881 right now for your chance to win some money, guys. We've been giving opportunities for the last month or so. Who knows when this contest is over, but we're giving you an opportunity right now.
It's West, so as in Kanye. Go West, guys. 72881 for the 2 o'clock hour. The word is West, and good luck. Don't be texting and driving, but if you get a call, you don't recognize the number, pick it up. Could be our radio guy with 1,000 for you.
All right, coming up next hour, for those who did miss John Smoltz, who joined us late in the show yesterday, Smoltz talking about the incident with Acuna, also talking about the Braves. He is coming up at 2:20 for those who missed it. So, excuse me, 3:20 for those who missed it. And stay tuned as you'll also get a chance to hear our interview with Dabo Swinney, guys. All right, it's Friday. We're having a good time. Falcons playing tonight. Weekend starting
right
early
on.
For Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, man. It's Friday.
It's a movement.
I used to live. It is Dukes and Bell. Again, happy Friday. We want to correct a mistake made by our producer who's filling in today for Bo Morgan. The mistake is we gave you guys the wrong word. Now, we only gave you the wrong word because the producer gave us the wrong word. So yes. Let's correct it, Mike.
We're a lot like Ron Burgundy. We read whatever is put in front of us, and Abe Froman, and he's off and running. 10 minutes into the show, and he's just cost some people maybe $1,000.
Lame is the word, guys. Lame. L-A-M-E. So text that.
Right.
All right. To 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Scratch. Scratch the last word that we told you. I'm not going to repeat it.
Yeah.
The word is lame.
Yeah, so whatever you heard earlier, disregard that lame. Like our producer's producing ability so far is lame. L-A-M-E to 72881. Lame. Good luck. Sorry about the confusion, man. And ladies.
Abe, it's all about the details. It is Dukes and Bell. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
I mean, if this is a Falcon team, he's got his patch taken off his vest by Coach Quinn.
And he might be cut by now.
He could be.
Let's hear from Steve Sarkisian, our offensive coordinator, talking about the goal against the Chiefs. Guys, I'll tell you what the goal is. How about we just look better?
You know, we all have a responsibility to do our job and to play efficient football, and that's the goal for Friday night.
Okay, Coach, thanks for the short soundbite. Appreciate that. Hey, here's the deal, guys. Efficiency on offense. We did not look efficient, Mike. Penalties. All of a sudden, third down, fourth down, we're the first team's off the field. I didn't like the way that went down. I'm hoping the first team plays better, but I think we're going to see a little bit more of the first team tonight.
I mean, you really couldn't have anything that's a worse way to start your preseason than having two guys moving at the same time. And as you said, they went backwards from there. And when they do get the ball to Calvin Ridley's hands in some of a wide receiver screen, the Jets blow it up immediately. So that was all we got to see at number 18. Again, I'm looking forward to tonight, you know, getting to see Calvin Ridley in space with the ball in his hands, and hopefully the Chiefs will oblige us and we'll get to see him do his thing.
Now, were you telling me there's a message from Julio?
Julio Jones, Joe. Yeah, Julio, and Craig's going to pull the audio on Twitter. We'll have it for you a little bit here, but it's Julio basically encouraging fans, even though it's preseason, to come on down. And he says also we're going to be counting on Falcon fans to get in here and make some noise. I know we've been calling out Braves fans, and we advise, now this is preseason, it is different, but if you are going to make the trip, you might as well get there when they kick the ball off.
I'm with you. And I'm, you know, listen, I'm glad to see Julio with this message. I think this is also, Mike, a part of what you'll see from the Falcons' marketing plan and trying to get more into the community and make sure that people are feeling the vibe of us rising up together, or together we rise. Either way, well, I think that's, you're going to see a lot of it. And so, listen, I'm glad. This is what players should do. This is what the players should be doing, man.
Hey, so Julio's telling you to get on down there. And, again, especially, guys, it's something as a city we know we can do better. This is a little bit different for a preseason game. But once we get into the regular season, that home opener against Carolina, I mean, you know the drill. You know when you got to be there. So get your butt in the seat by one.
All right, man. In other news, let's hear from last night's starter, Julio Teheran, who pitched well. Seven innings, gave up three hits.
He did enough to win.
He did. Two runs, Mike, and he struck out eight. But they did not get the win.
Nice game to me. Obviously, it doesn't mean the same. When I left now, they were, we left the game still, you know. It was a great game for me, but it's happy. It's like a... When I left, but you know, it's part of the game. Obviously, the guy that came in, he was trying to do his job, and you know, it's a game, and some the stuff like that happens.
Yeah, but not all the time, you know, Carl. Sometimes the ball bounce funny for everybody. Ball bounce especially funny if you're Dansby.
It's true.
I mean, a Dansby like a butcher out there, man.
Wait. He didn't say that.
What's that now?
No. Julio didn't say that.
Sometimes, you know, the ball, it bounced funny. And for Dansby, sometime in crucial time, he a butcher.
No. Julio Teheran did not say that. That is us saying that. And you know what? Sometimes it is that way. I mean,
if you're not going to hit your weight, at least, you know, make the plays in the field.
Okay,
you know?
Again, that is not Julio Teheran. Okay?
I don't know why you're saying that for the listeners. You think they would be confused by that?
They might be, Mike. Okay. You never know. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Here's the deal. Tonight, left-hander Sean Newcomb. Newcomb's been pretty good. Matter of fact, I just want to see consistency from Julio, Newcomb, Folty's on the heels Saturday. We're going to the game. I hear you, man. Last night was one of those you go, dang it. All right, so let's get it back tonight. Hopefully we can. By the way, the Rockies, or should I say some of this pitching, Mike, is on its way back for the Braves. Just to give you a quick update on some of these guys we've been talking about, why we were short in the bullpen. Max Fried, that blister, set to make a rehab start
today.
Right, yeah, Triple-A Gwinnett. And then you got Sam Freeman, left-handed pitcher, shoulder inflammation, also rehabbing at Gwinnett. Could return to the Braves bullpen shortly. Peter Moylan, forearm strain. And Brendan McCarthy, knee tendonitis. So they've been throwing on the side as well. But all these guys eventually are going to make their way back, and the bullpen will be full strength. But this is getting back to the emotion of Acuña getting hit, and I wanted revenge, and I'm not changing that opinion. But the fact is, this is why they were reluctant to do it, because it would have probably put us in a big bind, not only the night that it happened, but also last night as you saw how things played out.
Yep, so the bullpen's a stretch. And especially, we were talking about this, Abe Froman, the Sausage King, our producer, was reminding us that when you get into this grind that the Braves are in, the Major League Baseball has really done the Braves no favors. And look, we all debated what's the price. You know, what was the ask if you were really going to get a closer? The Nationals got to jump on it. Other teams made moves. And, you know, Milwaukee made some moves. We did not find a closer. So we're waiting on Vizcaino to come back. Minter had pitched 3 out of 4. Snitker was not prepared to use him. So you wound up with Brack. And, again, if Dansby doesn't boot that ball, and then, of course, you know, then he's off and running. Then there was a walk, though, second batter that inning. So bullpen is going to be a real, real, I don't know, ticklish position to put Brian Snitker in down the stretch, because you just don't have a lot of guys unless we're just going to keep bringing up, you know, young dudes from Gwinnett. And we've already seen some of those guys can handle it, some can't.
Well, and again, this is why they went out and they got Venters. They added Brock, who you saw last night.
It's almost like, I know we want to see him as a starter, and he will be, but Tukey? What about letting Tukey?
Yeah.
You know, I know he's got to wait for an injury before he can come back up. They had designated him back down, if you've been following. But I'd like to see Tukey come out there and, like, give him a shot to do it, man.
Yeah.
Young guys have succeeded in this organization. There's a history of it from Andrew Jones, what we're seeing with Albies and Acuña. Maybe Tukey can handle the business.
He's eligible to come back up August 23rd with the spot start that he got if it wasn't due to injury. So if they just wanted to bring him back up, the next time they could would be the earliest would be August 23rd. All right, guys, speaking of some other headlines, last night there were some games. Mike, did you see any of the games last night, NFL preseason?
Yeah, I was watching, matter of fact, the Green Bay and the Pittsburgh games. Watching a little bit, unfortunately, of that Philadelphia game with what a buzzkill that was to see that, you know, with certainly a guy that we have high hopes for, a dude that, you know, Isaiah Wynn, we spoke to him on the radio a few times, and just a good guy, you know, and that just, everything kind of just gets pushed back. You know, you're hoping to crack the starting lineup, impress the coaching staff, and now you're rehabbing, doing all that work. What a buzzkill.
Sam Darnold, who we saw last week, one of the rookies that we're certainly paying attention to, started strong last night, did throw a pick, But, you know, he played well against us, although all their quarterbacks played well. But the Jets fall to the Redskins. But, again, we're just kind of watching the players, man, seeing who's doing what right now.
Now, you can read into this what you will, but Minnesota is piling on points in the preseason with Kirk Cousins and now up with their backups and everybody else. And, by the way, Teddy Bridgewater, some would say he's the guy who looks most qualified to start for the Jets, speaking of Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
But, meanwhile, the Vikings throw another big number up. 42 points. It's only preseason. The Packers scored 51. Aaron Rodgers played deep into the first half. And they go 51-34 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. The over was the play in that one. How about that?
Yeah.
The Vikings, though, they've already got the defense. They get a healthy Dalvin Cook.
Telling you.
And you've got a much better delivery system with Kirk Cousins over what you have with Case Keenum. That's going to be a team we're going to have to tangle with, man.
They're going to be dangerous. Here, let's hear from the ladies' man, Todd Bowles, the head coach of the New York Jets.
It's easy to throw when you don't have any pressure and it's not adversity, but you want to find out what you have from a mental standpoint and from a physical standpoint, from an intelligence standpoint. So the best time to evaluate them right now is for them to be under duress.
He's talking about Darnold being under duress. It's easy when nobody's in your face throwing the rock. He's right. So Sam Darnold.
But, you know, honestly, I mean, I know that's the guy and he is the future of the franchise, but Bridgewater's looked pretty good so far.
Well, listen, they've got a decision to make. I mean, with Bridgewater, I don't know what they're going to do with him. Sam Darnold did talk to the media afterwards, talking about how proud he was of himself.
Down in the red zone when I got sacked, I could have gotten rid of it a little bit quicker. But, you know, proud of myself of hanging in there and you know, just taking that sack, but continuing to be in field goal range. So just not doing anything dumb with the football.
Okay. I don't know what to make of them yet. We'll see. You know, there are other guys that I want to see this season if they are the real deal. Guys like Mitchell Trubisky, who I was not necessarily impressed with last year. Does he take a jump? You know, Deshaun Watson coming off the injury, obviously he was on an MVP, you know, trek, Mike, until he got hurt. But there are some young quarterbacks that we want to watch, but there are a couple of these rookies, guys. And Darnold's a guy that I think the Jets, I think he's going to start, Mike.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I mean, you could make the argument, you know, you're paying a guy, you finally got that deal done. But if you've been watching, Bridgewater looked good against us. If you go back to week one, albeit, again, week one preseason. Dez Bryant, by the way, we'll talk more about him in the NFL Blitz in the 3 o'clock hour. But he goes to the land, and he leaves the land without a deal, according to NFL Network.
Is he being selfish? And what I mean by that is he overvaluing himself?
Well, he could have gone to Baltimore and gotten $21 million. That's $7 million a year more than he's got right now. I mean, that was a deal he should have taken. Yeah. He had that one in hand, and he walked away from it. And, you know, and who knows? The Ravens, depending on where they go with the quarterback, might be a fun offense to be a part of.
So I think what's going to happen with Dez now, think about this. We're 2 weeks into the preseason. Next week, guys, the third preseason game, your starters are playing. It's as close as you get to real action until the real, you know, the season starts on September 6th with our Falcons and the Eagles. Dez is going to wait this out for a major injury to go fill in for somebody. I think that's how this is going to play out, Mike. No one has rolled the dice on him. So the Cleveland thing I thought was going to work because Jarvis Landry's, you know, talking about coming to join him. You've got the general manager there, Dorsey, on Hard Knocks talking about, you know, they're looking at this list of potential free agents.
Right.
Well, you don't have Dez on here. I'm thinking that might have been a landing spot. Now I'm starting to believe after he leaves with no deal, he's going to have to wait and see. And this is a shame, but, you know, it happens. Teams have major injuries, and if they do, Dez will be there.
Hey, we're going to play the Eagles to start the season. As you guys know, after his interview, and did a few TV interviews, doesn't sound like Carson Wentz is 100% sure he's going to be ready to go in week one. Well, if you didn't see it, Nick Foles forced out of the game against the Patriots with a shoulder strain. If you didn't see it, he takes a hit to his throwing arm. It was a strip sack, Carl.
Yeah.
And so they're saying it's just a strain, but, you know, that's a concern, too, for the Eagles. If it's more than, you know, if after the swelling goes down, he's still got some issues with it.
Tonight, Chiefs, Falcons, Giants, Lions, Bills, Browns, Dolphins, Panthers, and you got Cardinals and Saints tonight. So a bunch of games on tap. And again, big shout out to all the local area high schools as the high school football season starts tonight. Mm-hmm. Love high school football. We follow it. And the Corky Kill action, obviously, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game over the weekend, as we'll have all five games on Saturday. But good luck to everybody that's playing high school football, man, and to everybody, the kids that are playing, enjoy.
And by the way, for guys that are like maybe whether you're a newbie or maybe you're a millennial, you wonder who the heck is Corky Kell. He was a legendary high school coach here in Metro Atlanta who suggested the idea of let's have some big kickoff games and use the Georgia Dome when we can back then. And other ideas that you're using right now. So that's why it's called the Corky Kell Classic.
All right, Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO. We moved him up today. He normally joins us at 4:40. We're done at 5, so we're going to talk to Steve Coonan next on Dukes and Bell.
Time to check in with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. This is Catching Up with Coonan from Kumho Tire. Better always on Dukes and Bell.
We moved Steve Coonan up today due to the early show today for Dukes and Bell. We're usually done at 7, guys. For those who listen every day, we appreciate you. Today it's at 5, Falcons pregame. So Steve Coonan joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Steve, good to have you on. Happy Friday. How you doing today, first and foremost?
Well, it's a little different here at 2:40 than 4:40, so I'm trying to acclimate myself to it.
Yeah, we're catching Steve right after his 3-martini lunch. Obviously, some lobster Thermidor down there at McCormick & Schmick. So, good for you to rally to get on the program with us.
Yeah, I'm not through with lunch yet. I just stepped out.
Hey, as we get our conversation started with you, there's a lot going on, man. This gaming thing? What's this gaming thing that the Hawks have now gotten involved with? Do you know about this?
Do I know about
it?
I'm the CEO of it, baby.
What is the deal?
Talk to me, baby.
We have bought an esports team. We are the Atlanta Hawks Talon Gaming Club, which will compete in the NBA 2K League next year, representing the ATL.
This is the way the league is going. And I say that because new teams are at it, right? You guys have jumped in. Other teams have jumped
Lakers,
in.
Lakers, Nets, yeah.
Yeah, it's just interesting because Mike and I were talking about the fact that, you know, you've got guys and kids getting paid now to basically be gamers and play all day and show other people how they should be playing.
You got me all excited because I thought we were going to have a craps table up there next to Killer Mike's.
No,
me all excited.
No.
In time, boys, in time.
I mean, you know me. Steve, we've gone over how I want Philip Serena to look like. I want to look like Biff's World and Back to the Future, man. I want Sodom and Gomorrah down there.
I'm not taking the bait. That's the new 240 Steve. The 440 Coonan, all over it
all
with
in.
You, man.
You would have jumped in there. Steve Coonan joining us, guys. Talk about the addition of 6 local popular restaurants to Phillips. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's great. We hired Chef Joe Schaefer from Bacchanalia. We like to say he moved from Bacchanalia to basketball last year.
Nice.
And we said, go through the town. Take a year, go through the city, and find the restaurants that represent Atlanta. And so from J.R. Crickets, who opened in 1982 with the best lemon pepper wings in the marketplace, to Old Lady Gang, which is phenomenal Southern food, from Candy Burris of The Real Housewives, and to Gio, who we all love and love all of his concepts, will be introducing a new concept. Mike, you probably know Pat LaFrieda Meats from New York.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll be doing Pat LaFrieda Burgers with Gio in the building.
Giddy up.
As well as Gio's Kicken, pizza, gelato, and Bee's Cracklin', which Atlanta Magazine just named the number one barbecue in the city. So all true to Atlanta, all unique, all different, and all available to the fans all over the building.
Again,
so
guys,
we're very, very excited.
It's all part of the new Phillips Arena, guys. If you just tuned in, this is Steve Coonan. For guys who are not regular listeners, Steve Uli joins us, as he mentioned, the 4 o'clock hour, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks, brought to you by Kumho Tires here. So, yeah, I mean, the building progresses. I know you can't talk a lot about what we're hoping. Everybody's got their fingers crossed to land Amazon. But, I mean, could you imagine if that thing goes down and we've got something happening in the Gulch? I mean, just spitballing it. How amazing would that be?
Well, we have every intention. Amazon, the Gulch never was contingent on Amazon.
Right.
That'd be fabulous. But we are very, very bullish and very optimistic on building basically LA Live in the Gulch and creating, you know, downtown Atlanta deserves a phenomenal downtown. This is an incredible city, and literally progress has stopped at the Gulch. The West Side, which we all like hanging out on, Midtown and Buckhead are saturated. It's the largest landmass, 40 undeveloped acres in any major city, and we have every intention of building a great place to go, eat, to live, to work, to party, right across from Mercedes and Phillips Arena that will connect. You'll be able to walk right now, if you walked from Five Points MARTA station to Mercedes or us, it's a 17-minute walk because you got to go up, down, and around.
Right.
If we, you know, when this is built, you'll be able to walk in less than 7 minutes directly down private streets that are safe and beautifully lit with great retail, food, and beverage options. So we have big plans for downtown Atlanta.
It's a great vision. It really is. Steve Coonan, the Hawks CEO, talking to us here on Dukes and Bell about a variety of things. For those who don't know, and with the schedule coming out last week, It's one of the things I'm looking at the schedule and looking at games and what games are coming when. And for a lot of Hawks fans, the 50th anniversary celebration is going to be a big year, is it not, Steve?
Yes, it is. In fact, we introduced our 50th anniversary gold and black court last Wednesday night, and we will have a special Nike uniform, and we also showed we're bringing back the throwbacks, the jerseys, the uniforms that we wore in 1968. We had John Collins on stage modeling, with me moderating, not modeling. And the powder blue and red, which is a great look. So we're going to celebrate our 50th anniversary. You know, tomorrow starts today. Tomorrow is we're going to be a next generation team, a next generation building, but all the hard work is going in, so we'll be great. And as our owner said at our event Wednesday night, our goal is to bring a championship to this city, which we've heard before, but we have every intention and plan to do.
Well, as we said, man, excited about all, you know, there's so many good things happening right now between, you know, the Braves with Albies and Acuna, what United has got with obviously Joseph Martinez, Carlton, all the young faces. And if Trey Young could just kind of pick up and where this momentum is going, you know, and we talked about it. I mean, getting the other guys involved, we know it's going to be, you know, it's going to take a minute to get this thing turned around, Steve. But obviously, you know, the new bells and whistles gets people in, and hopefully the product will keep them there.
Well, you know, we can build the greatest arena, you know, from here to Mars, but if we don't have the product and the team, people will come once, enjoy the building, but they won't come back. And we're in this for the long haul. So we keep making some news and dropping some news. All the players show up and start. All the rookies will be here Monday. The guys are all going to be in the building over the next 2 weeks. And then next Friday, I get to talk to y'all, and I've got a few new another announcement for next Friday for you.
Okay. All right. Listen.
All the tease.
It is. And we love the fact that all these announcements are going down here on your exclusive home for Atlanta Hawks basketball. Obviously, guys, Steve Koonin joins us every week, and really it's throughout the season, throughout the year, as we talk to Koonin about a variety of things, not just basketball-related. We talk TV things, NBA, just sports generally speaking, but also
in relationship advice, anything.
That's true. That's true.
Around the house, anything you want to talk about.
And Lloyd Pierce is also –
You know, we could actually – you know, while we're – we could have some fun with that, with Ask Steve.
Well, we could.
You know, each week a guy could tweet in a question about, you know, romance, maybe some financial advice, and we could ask Uncle Steve.
Yeah, now there's no guarantees he'll answer it.
I would be thrilled. I mean, you know, since newspapers have failed, it's hard to get my words of advice and column out there. So, yes, let's go.
But Lloyd Pierce is also going to be on this radio station, guys, the head coach of our Atlanta Hawks. So, the point is, there's a lot going on with our Hawks, and this is where you want to be to find out all that information as we count down to the NBA season. All right, with that said, big weekend here, man. We got, you know, Braves homestand, Falcons preseason game. We got a United game. Mike was saying, you know, Steve, this is a good time to be in our city, man. All of our teams, a lot of positives around all of our teams right now.
You know, sports takes you away from the strains and struggles of everyday life. And when we win, it's fun. And with all the new facilities and the great excitement going on around here, we got golf coming in the fall. We got Georgia competing for a championship. You know, sports in Atlanta are doing quite well. And you guys, as the leaders in sports, are showing us the way. And I'm excited about watching the Falcon game tonight. They, you know, laid the traditional preseason game egg, which I'm sure has been looking at y'all's tweets that night. Gross overreaction.
Okay. I mean, I was at the Braves game. My phone was getting lit up. You said, wait till you see this garbage on the DVR. And it was pretty awful.
Wait a minute, Steve. What are you talking about? You saw my tweets and it was an overreaction. We stunk last week.
There was not one redeeming quality in that game.
We played a preseason game last week.
Right. Steve, do you realize that Minnesota scored over 85 points and we scored none? Do you know that the Green Bay Packers have scored over 70 points and we've scored none?
Have you noticed in the last 4 years that I was on this side of the fence? I stopped criticizing?
Yes, we have noticed that.
Come on over to the peaceful side where everything's great.
All right, Big Daddy.
All right, man. Steve, thanks so much.
All right, guys. Be well.
You too.
Next Friday. Friday.
Big announcement.
Regular time.
All right.
Big announcement.
4:40 next week. Big announcement. Steve Koonin, guys. Hawks CEO. We got more coming up. Short edition of the program till 5, but coming up next,
it's our NFL Blitz. Guys, if you're one of those knuckleheads who has your fantasy draft like way before Labor Day, listen up, because there's more and more guys getting bit by the injury bug around the NFL. High-profile players, too. We'll explain it all, Carl.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.